USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Nicholas is lashing the Texas coast with strong winds and heavy rains as it moves towards making landfall. Maximum sustained winds have been recorded around 70 miles an hour, just shy of hurricane force. A tropical storm warning is in effect from Baffin Bay to Sabine Pass, with a storm surge warning also in effect in that area, along with Galveston Bay, Aransas Bay, San Antonio Bay, and Matagorda Bay. The National Hurricane Center says that Nicholas could still strengthen before it makes landfall later tonight. And a federal judge has issued a temporary order allowing school districts in Iowa to enforce mask mandates in school buildings. In his ruling, Judge Robert Pratt said that those suing the state over a law that bans districts from imposing the mandates demonstrated that an irreparable harm exists if schools aren't allowed to put a mask policy in place. The superintendent of the Des Moines Public School District has already said that a mask mandate will be reimplemented in his district. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The next round of child tax credit payments are set to go out later this week. Tim Berg has more.
Another round of advanced child tax credit payments is just days away from going out to tens of millions of Americans. The third batch of monthly checks is scheduled to go out on September 15th, according to the IRS. The payments will continue to be distributed on a monthly basis to eligible taxpayers through the remainder of the year, with the last half going out in one payment next year. More than 30 million households qualify for the payments of up to $300 per month for eligible children ages 5 and younger, and $250 for eligible children between 6 and 17 years old.
And the UK has approved COVID vaccinations for British children aged 12 to 15. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to include the approval as part of a toolkit to control infections and avoid lockdowns this winter at a Tuesday press conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. During the sometimes contentious hearing, Blinken defended the Biden administration's actions, saying they inherited a withdrawal date from the previous administration, but not a withdrawal plan. Congressman Mark Green says that all he heard during the hearing was deflection. The Tennessee Republican and member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration failed to follow the blueprint left for them by the Trump administration.
Oh, 100% deflection from Antony Blinken. And I made the point today in the committee that he was just following his leader, President Biden, who has done nothing but blame Trump, blame everyone else. And today, several of the Democrats echoed the same comments. It's all Trump's fault. Ridiculous. It was very clear that the President Trump, had conditions-based withdrawals and, in fact, stopped the withdrawal and bombed the Taliban back into compliance at least three times during the latter part of his tenure. This president failed to do that, failed to respond when the Taliban broke the rules, and you know, this was supposed to be a power-sharing agreement, but they overthrew the other side of the power-sharing agreement, and the Biden administration did nothing.
And USC Athletic Director Mike Bond announced Monday that head football coach Clay Helton had been fired. In a statement, Bond said the team could not reach its expectations without a change in leadership. That change coming after the Trojans were upset at home by Stanford over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.